Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I know this is something a lot of Chiefs fans probably don't want to think about, but do you believe we already saw the last regular season game of Travis Kelce's career?
I think a lot of people think that.
We know he's not playing Sunday. That's a no-brainer. No reason for that.
If he sat out last year, why the hell would he play this one?
This year has not been the same, but he also hasn't been bad by any means. No. I mean, he's still going to finish, I think, top six in tight end yardage if at last check, depending on how this week goes.
I think it was Nagy who had said, like, he looks like Travis.
Yeah. There's times, I think, after the catch where he doesn't.
Yeah. Not quite as nimble.
You know, but there was a play against the Steelers where he did look actually, you know, like old Travis Kelce in a good way. Last year in the playoffs, we know he looked like Hall of Fame Travis Kelce again. I think that's going to happen as well. Do you think that was the last one? I still think the Super Bowl result matters here. I really believe it. We know the off-the-field opportunities. He signed a rework contract that, you know, essentially next year would be the easier year to just walk away contract-wise and not leave, what is it, $16 million on the table. But with more and more opportunities off the field, personal life stuff, everything like that, if they win the Super Bowl, I think we did see the last regular season game.
I do still think it might require that. He still has 1 year left on his contract after this. He has made it clear that he didn't want to go out not playing football at a high level. Not like I'm still a league average tight end, which he's better than a league average tight end. Still, you can say whatever you want about Travis Kelce. He's still way better than league average. Sure, maybe Brock Bowers has passed him or Sam Laporta. Maybe there's two, three tight ends you would take over him in the league. Maybe. And that's the end of the list. Absolutely.
Kelce's fifth, by the way, in yardage this year. And he's 5 yards from being fourth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guarantee you, whatever those four guys are, I wouldn't take all
four. McBride and Bowers are the only guys that are significantly ahead of him. After that, Jonnu Smith is 5 yards in front of him. And then after Kelce, there's a 175-yard gap between the next guy,
Hunter
Henry.
Still took Trey McBride like 17 weeks to get a damn touchdown this year. And I know Kelce doesn't have a lot. Didn't take him 17 weeks. I think it's a pretty good chance. I think it's like I told you maybe 50-50 maybe a month ago. I think it's like 60-40 retires. It's just starting to feel like it's going to go that way. I think so much of the off-the-field stuff that makes it so much easier to make this transition, seeing his brother successfully make this transition, seeing the opportunities, the beating you take on your body, you know, the personal life stuff that's growing, right? Maybe you want to have a family or, you know, and I mean, God knows your girlfriend is real busy. And you're going to stay busy, right? Between the podcast or ESPN or whoever comes calling. Travis Kelce's going to have a lot of things to do. I think we probably saw the last. I think it's more likely than not at this point. We've seen the last regular season game from Travis Kelce. And all we have left is these three postseason games.
I hope it's not the case. But I would definitely lean in the direction that if they win the Super Bowl, then this is it for Kelce and the end of a Hall of Fame career. And it'll be very, very weird if that's the case to see. But I also think Noah Gray's emergence this year makes it a little bit easier for the organization and maybe even for Travis to stomach. Remember, they gave a contract extension to Noah Gray as well before the season. And he's been a piece of this offense, but he was a larger piece this year. Overall, going out with a three-peat, only team in NFL history, to do that would be an unbelievable way to ride off in the sunset for a Hall of Fame career and what you're already the greatest tight end in NFL history.
Yeah, I just, it stinks. Because I will be bummed when, like, let's say they win the Super Bowl. Let's just put it in the most positive terms. They win the Super Bowl, and at the end of the game, one of the things we got to talk about on Monday is that it? Is that it for Travis Kelce? Because the worst case scenario is like they lose in an AFC title game, yeah. And I got to ask, is that it?
Yeah.
It's like
if they were to get bounced early, that's where I could actually see he comes back from.
Yeah, and he's like motivated because it is. I'll be honest, it'd be far too tempting if it were me. I would have had a Hall of Fame career as an all-time great tight end. I would have just won 3 consecutive Super Bowls to go home to my megastar girlfriend. Like, gold, I'd walk. It sounds crazy because like. If you can keep putting up these numbers, why not go for 4?
Right.
Can you not go out?
What,
I mean, you cannot.
$19 million next year. Isn't that what it is? Something like that.
And, you know, like, that's not nothing. But he can make $19 million in his other ventures at this point. Like, maybe not in a single year, but there's still millions and millions and millions of dollars coming in for Travis Kelce.
The day they extended Noah Gray, I remember doing that show. You know, I think it was that training camp?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we're like, oh, what is this? Does this mean they know something and all that? Like, he's been way more involved in the offense this year, too. And it makes you, if you're wondering, like, what that future looks like, nobody's replacing Travis Kelce, just like nobody replaced Tony Gonzalez. It took multiple tight ends after to find the next great one, and unbelievably, they did. But there was the Brad Cottoms and Moyakis of the world that were in between there before they found Travis Kelce out of Cincinnati. And so nobody's saying you're going to get that same level. I will say, though, we're starting to see more and more of young tight ends / receivers come in the league and immediately. You mentioned Bowers. You mentioned Sam Laporta. This is happening.
And Laporta was available at the end of the first round, as a reminder.
We're seeing it happen more and more where guys are stepping in the league right away and having an instant impact, the way the position has changed. Nobody's saying Noah Gray is Travis Kelce, but I guess I would feel better about the situation than I did this time last year if, in fact, this is it. And more reason to enjoy these final, hopefully, 3 games. If that's what it really is, final 3 games of his career, if that ends up in a Super Bowl.
Somebody is pointing out he has a real shot to break some of Jerry Rice's postseason records. And if you can break any postseason receiving record or any receiving record from Jerry Rice, that means a lot more than the 1,000-yard season, which he's 3 clear of the next closest person anyway at tight end. So, like, he's already well clear of that record anyway, unless somebody's going to come for the title somewhere down the road. That speaks to his longevity and ability to stay on the field. But, I mean, he is kind of close to some of Jerry Rice's records. So if he came up just short of those, does he come back? I don't know, man. He's like the ultimate team guy. He could have extended it to 8 straight 1,000-yard seasons, and he let it go.
He did. That's true. 913-586-7965. This is the dilemma, someone says, from the 913. They think he's more likely to walk if they don't win the Super Bowl. They said if they 3-peat, they think he'll be back to try to 4-peat. He wants the legacy stuff. Yeah, at what point do you draw the line? I mean, 3-peat already is the legacy, though, right? Like, 3-peat's never been done. That's why I would say I still think after the 3-peat would why you wouldn't go for the 4th if you're Kelce. Because you already would be the only person to do that in NFL history. Only tight end ever to be part of a 3-peat.
Yeah. I mean, that's the ultimate. We talked about these other people who've gone on top. That's the ultimate.
They drafted, Jared Wiley, who I understand, unfortunately, got hurt. Who knows what to expect from him. But they've drafted at that position. They gave Noah Gray an extension. They threw some more money Kelce's way before the start of this season, too.
They drafted another first-round wide receiver. They'll go back and get some more weapons. And if you're the Chiefs, you're just going to have to find a $19 million replacement on the free agency market, which could be a player like T. Higgins, although I think he's probably earned $25 million a year or something now. I don't know what someone's going to give T. Higgins 4 for 100, aren't they?
Yeah, probably.
God,
given how he's ended the season, yeah.
Yeah, strong close.
Because health is the question with him, but when he's healthy, he's obviously very good.
I was trying to see what the Jerry Rice records exactly were. Because he passed him in receptions, right? Jerry Rice, 2,245 receiving yards in the postseason. It's Kelce at 1903. What's the latest number on that? I'm trying to think, like, what, does he have all of them yet, or is there still one or two?
No, there's still a couple he's chasing. Jerry Rice has 22 receiving touchdowns in the playoffs. I think Travis Kelce has like 19. So that's one of them.
I'm trying to see if this is an article, and I'm trying to remember if this is up to date is all I'm trying to, the yardage wise. Basically, at that point in time, the article, Kelce only needed 343 yards to surpass Jerry Rice's record for postseason receiving.
He's still behind Jerry Rice for that number. He has 1,903. Okay. Jerry Rice has 2,245.
Okay, so he has 343 yards. There you go.
And 3 touchdowns.
So he's 343 yards on the yardage part of it, at least, behind Rice for most postseason yards.
That sounds like a pretty traditional Travis Kelce 3-game postseason run.
Postseason.
343 yards. yards and three scores feels like what he pretty much does in a three-game stretch. But, I mean, that means something.
Someone says you never retire after you win. I mean, Peyton Manning literally did that.
John Elway also
now,
did that.
Now, I get the argument. Manning was clearly not healthy and playing well. He was carried by his defense. Travis is still playing at a decent level. So,
Michael Jordan unretired, but he did it once, too.
Yeah.
Like, it just depends.
MJ was also, what, like, I mean, he was in the middle of his prime when he retired.
Do you buy into any of the, like, he was, like, a gambling addict and they suspended him for a year, but they let him? I don't.
No. It's fine.
I think he was a gambling addict, sure, but, I don't
that's
know
not why he got suspended. Yeah, I don't think the NBA suspended him due to gambling, no.
Yeah, I don't
He was so many conspiracies with MJ's career that people have.
Why would they take him out of their own league when he was the single greatest athlete on the face of the planet that had ever lived at the time?
They also give him a, like, you know, like at the time, a hard time. I just, having not played baseball since he was 17 years old, hitting 250 in double A is actually kind of impressive.
Oh, it was.
Yes. I'm just going to say, like, just,
I agree.
That's pretty impressive.
Truly honestly. A one of a kind athlete. I mean, just that special of an athlete, period.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.